The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us here, right here on Forever Young. If you're catching us on the traditional radio dial and including SiriusXM, so happy to have you. And to all of our friends who follow us on our podcast platform, thank you for listening. If it's your first time for checking out our program, we've been on about 22 years and always focus the show on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and visit our radio page, which will give you a play-by-play of what we'll be covering today.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome when you go to that radio section, Dr. Mark. We have over 200, and I think this is our 217th episode, just in a little over a year that we've put that podcast platform together. So really, really proud of that accomplishment and appreciate you joining us each and every week to be able to share some of this practical information and the diversity of different topics that we talk about every week, Dr. Mark. We really do have something for everybody.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. There's so many topics in healthcare to cover, so that's why I like the diversity of it all.
Yeah, for sure. And again, for new listeners, my name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler. Dr. Stangler, we have a wonderful episode planned today. I mean, something that is of need for so many people out there. I think in the last year, we've seen anxiety and depression levels just go through the roof. So we have to have a great conversation today to be able to maybe offer some suggestions for people who didn't have that, you know, that those current situations until 2020 hit.
Yes, absolutely. We see that a lot with patients the past year. Amount of people coming in with anxiety, depression, huge increase.
Right. So as more of that is happening, if you're going to a traditional MD and, you know, working in that sector, more and more people are being put on antidepressants. You wrote a wonderful article that people can find at americasnaturaldoctor.com underneath the news and breakthroughs, and it's coined, "Is your weight gain caused by your antidepressant?" Can you give us a little information on why you put that together, Dr. Mark, and what you highlighted in there?
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of patients throughout the years who have found it frustrating that they cannot lose weight. And when you look at it deeper, they seem to be doing a good job with their exercise, with their diet. And then you find out they're on antidepressants. And it has shown in research, like, for example, in Scientific American, they found up to 25% of people who take antidepressants report significant weight gain. So it is a possible side effect of antidepressants. For example, I saw an article written by a doctor from the Mayo Clinic, and he noted that weight gain is a possible side effect of nearly all antidepressants. So it's something people need to be aware of. If they've gained weight or having trouble losing weight, it could be from their antidepressant medication. There's a place for medications, although most people do not need these kinds of medications long term. And a lot of patients with mild to moderate depression, anxiety, we find we can treat them naturally very effectively, in my experience, as effective or more effective than drugs without the side effects. And this is a huge issue, Kelly, because let's look at this. We know that 13% of Americans 12 years and older have taken or are currently using an antidepressant. So that's a lot of people out there. It's millions of people out there from young age and up taking antidepressants.
Right. And I was really, kind of shocked by this, where it says they also state that it is not uncommon for people to report gaining 8 to 10 pounds in only a few weeks when starting antidepressants. I mean, 8 to 10 pounds in a few weeks, that's a lot of weight, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, it really is. And really what's going on here is we have to recognize there's more to weight gain than just the amount of calories a person is consuming. There's other biochemical reactions going on in the body in terms of the neurotransmitters from the brain, the hormones in the body. And if you have changes in these chemical messengers, it can also change the metabolism. Now, of course, it can work the other way around. I mean, if you're getting certain effects from medications, it might also affect you in terms of mood, food cravings and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. And again, you point out in here, like, just because we're sharing this article, please don't take yourself off your antidepressants. You always want to work with a doctor or talk a little bit more. And it's not an issue, as you mentioned, Dr. Mark, there is a place for these at times. But I think the over-prescribed amount or the high doses, as you've alluded to in this article, is really what the issue is.
Yeah, exactly. So you always got to work with a healthcare professional. But there's different theories on why antidepressants cause weight gain in some people. It can be, again, changes in brain neurotransmitter receptor activity that lead to an increased appetite. There's hormonal changes that are taking place. And all these can result in a slower metabolism.
Yeah, and we're trying to rev that bad boy up, especially as we get older, right? We don't want anything to slow that down. People can run over to America's Natural Doctor, read this article, Is Your Weight Gain Caused by Antidepressants? You can read some of the additional articles as well. But one of the things, Dr. Mark, we have a few seconds before we have to go out to the break. You have been making the rounds, sharing your newest book, Healing the Prostate, helping so many people out there. Again, people can learn more and buy a copy of that on Amazon.com, Healing the Prostate. Thank you so much for writing that book, Dr. Mark, because you're helping so many men out there being able to figure out these different processes that is going on throughout their body as they age.
Yeah, thank you. You know, prostate enlargement or BPH, prostatitis, prostate cancer, so common amongst men. So we really give them the tools to prevent and help to treat these conditions much more effectively with integrative and natural medicine.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to run out to the break. Again, to learn more, americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. If you get lost along the way, please feel free to check us out at americasnaturaldoctor.com. I'll tell you, Dr. Stangler, the last year has been pretty challenging for some people. People who weren't previously experiencing things like anxiety are now experiencing anxiety. In fact, I read an article last night when I was doing a little bit of research, and it mentioned that in the last is 16 months that people, especially who have OCD, have been having more anxiety than they have ever had in their life, just because when you're OCD, you're so used to having that structure, right? You're so used to everything kind of being the same. So again, not just people with OCD are facing it, but a lot of people you've seen at the clinic are also having higher levels of anxiousness. So why don't we set the stage, Dr. Mark, and just talk about what anxiety really is.
Well, anxiety is like can be intense or excessive, persistent worrying or fears about everyday situations or the future. And as a result of this, people experience, you know, a variety of symptoms. They can get a fast heart rate, rapid breathing, sweating, feel fatigued, tingling in the body. So many different symptoms people can feel with anxiety. Insomnia can occur with it, food cravings. So yeah, many different symptoms can occur with anxiety.
Yeah, and that's something that it's not fun. I mean, I've seen people not even be able to move. They're so anxious and could potentially lead to a panic type situation. Let's talk about conventional versus natural therapies, Dr. Mark. What is being offered to people out there, really? Is there a lot or is it kind of short-ended?
Yeah, well, there's really, in terms of conventional medicine, some doctors, if they're doing their job properly, will recommend counseling. So obviously that should be a recommendation. A lot of doctors just go right to medications. There's three different categories of medications really used to treat anxiety. So they include antidepressants. And people wonder, well, why would you use an antidepressant? Well, you're still manipulating the brain chemistry like the serotonin, which helps people feel calmer. So you got that whole class. Then you got the other class people have heard about, the benzodiazepines. So things like Xanax, for example, Klonopin, lorazepam, or Ativan. So that's another category of medications. And third, you have what are the beta blockers. So things like propranolol, for example, and that's used to calm the brain, the nervous system, and the adrenal glands. So those are really the three main classes of medication. Now, the benzodiazepines, which are commonly used, again, like the Xanax, for example, the problem with those is that they're very addictive. Also, there's research showing can increase your risk of dementia later in life. So doctors in the last couple of years have been prescribing those less. Nevertheless, I still see a lot of patients coming in on those medications long-term. They really are not supposed to be used on a long-term basis. They should be used short-term on an as-needed basis, but they really are not designed or safe to be using long-term.
Right, more of like an intervention situation when the chemistry and everything is trying to be balanced out, and certain things happen in people's life. Or maybe they had a horrible loss, or maybe they've lost a job, or maybe, you know, they can't afford to pay their bills and they're worried about the future of their kids. Those are all things that is very understandable why people would want to have to reach for a script or try to figure out a solution. But what are some of the other common causes that could be driving those anxiety levels through the roof, Dr. Mark?
Well, besides mental, emotional stress, I mean, there could be other things occurring underneath, which are predisposing one to anxiety. If you have like a chronic sleep problem, that can predispose you to both anxiety and depression. People who have blood sugar problems, too high, too low, that can give you an anxious feeling. Undiagnosed conditions like cardiovascular conditions, like mitral valve prolapse could do it. People are sensitive to caffeine, nicotine. People using street drugs, for example, obviously can feel very anxious, like the amphetamine type drugs out there. People overdosing on sugar can feel more stressed. People with thyroid problems, actually low thyroid and hyperthyroid, both can contribute to anxiety. So those are some of the things which, you know, we'd want to consider maybe also affecting a person.
Yeah, and I was very surprised to see food allergies on there, Dr. Mark, that certain foods, if our body has that allergic reaction, could potentially be driving up that anxiousness.
Yeah, some people do. You know, food sensitivities, food allergies, that is true. People who have been under chronic stress, their stress hormones are imbalanced, they have some adrenal gland dysfunction, they're going to be more susceptible to the effects of anxiety too.
So when they're having those effects of anxiety, what are some of the symptoms? I mean, we all know our heart will start to race, but there's some other things that people would be surprised, maybe headache?
Yeah, there's a number of them. You could be distracted easily. Diarrhea can definitely be a symptom. Trouble focusing and concentrating. I think I talked about the excess sweating. Feeling like a lump in your throat can be a symptom. Headaches, feeling impatient and irritable, tight muscles or muscle tension, feeling restless during the day. A lot of people with more severe cases, they get like shortness of breath. You can get digestive upset like stomach aches. So there's, you know, quite a few different symptoms people can have.
And at times, can people have a number of those symptoms at the same time versus just a singled out one? I couldn't imagine if I had four of those at the same time happening, Dr. Mark.
Oh, yeah, we definitely see that. Absolutely. Yeah, some people have multiple symptoms going on, yeah.
Yeah, so at your clinic, have you seen a higher incident of people who maybe patients, I mean, you've been in practice 26 years. I know a lot of your patients continue to come back, but have you seen a higher incident in anxiety and depression in some of the patients at your clinic in the last year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With the epidemic, with all the upheaval politically, yes, we've seen a large increase. People with anxiety and depression.
Right. So when they come in, what are some of the tests? Obviously, you have a conversation with them. You're very hands-on with your patients. But is there any type of testing that you can try to do to figure out, is this a food allergy issue? Is this a stress issue? What does that look like, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, well, for the patients where it's not really obvious, maybe, you know, if they had a loss of a loved one recently, maybe they lost their job, then it's very obvious. You know, we don't necessarily have to do testing on them. People who've had, like, chronic anxiety, maybe the cause is not clear-cut. We will definitely check their hormone balance, especially the adrenal hormones, like the cortisol, the DHEA. Very important, helping the body to regulate the effects of stress. Check their thyroid hormone. We definitely check that. We check their blood sugar balance, make sure that's in tune. We check often their neurotransmitters. There's urinary testing we can do to measure different neurotransmitter levels. Yeah, and food sensitivity testing for some people, especially if they've maybe noticed a connection sometimes between eating and feeling more anxious. We consider blood sugar problems or food sensitivities in those issues as well.
And I think every listener is telling me, or I can hear them saying, Dr. Mark, please tell me that I don't have an allergic reaction to chocolate. Because I think a lot of people are dealing with their anxiety by consuming sugar and working through that. Now, when we talk about the diet and lifestyle changes, what are some of the foods that people would maybe want to avoid or even add in if they're potentially having some kind of an issue with a food sensitivity or just not feeling themselves?
Well, you know, just a quick thing on the chocolate or sugar. For a lot of people, it isn't necessarily the cause of their anxiety, but when they're sensitive, more sensitive than other people to, say, chocolate or sugar, it aggravates their anxiety. That we see quite a bit. You don't necessarily see it as a causative factor, but it aggravates existing anxiety. But in the diet, we want to maintain really good blood sugar levels. If your blood sugar levels are going up and down from eating simple sugars, simple carbs, processed foods, you're going to be releasing stress hormones to help with a better balance, and that could aggravate anxiety. So we like a Mediterranean-style diet where you're getting fish, protein sources, some legumes, a little bit of nuts and seeds, milder amounts of poultry, and lots of fruits and vegetables. And then having good quality fats in a diet, including lots of olive oil, as that diet involves. And then in terms of things people should be aware of, a lot more people are sensitive to caffeine than they know. A lot of people, until they cut back on the caffeine intake or cut it out for a period of time, that's when they really realize how much the caffeine's been aggravating their anxiety and their mood just in general. So it's something that people shouldn't underrate in terms of aggravating their anxiety. Staying away from the simple sugars, again, like the fruit juices and soda pops, white flour products. Those can definitely be aggravating for people.
Yeah, and again, we want our food to give us energy. We want to feel good. And not to say we're not going to have a little cake every now and then for a birthday, Dr. Mark, but I think with the pandemic and people staying at home and working home, one, they've been able to exercise more and get outside with their family. But also a lot of people have gained a little bit of weight because their routine is so off and they've been indulging a little bit more in maybe sugars or alcohols and things like that. So, again, I know you always offer good daily habits. If you could just share a couple with the listeners, that'd be great.
Yeah, so it's very important people do not go to bed late at night because that causes stress hormone imbalance, can throw you off for the next day. Very important you eat regular meals throughout the day, and very important that you have some form of stress reduction to reduce the effects of stress. You know, many different techniques for that. And you have a regular exercise program. Everyone in America, unless there's health reasons why they can't, should be exercising 30 to 60 minutes every day.
Right. And again, depending on what level you're at, it's doable. If you're at a level where you're not, we've referenced on here, you know, feel free to take a couple loops around the couch or, you know, turn on a song and dance a little bit in your living room. And I think about Dr. Kenneth Cooper, a really good friend out of Texas, did his radio show for years. His co-host would always say one thing: don't forget to walk the dog, even if you don't have one. So again, just a wonderful way, thing to keep in the back of your mind, to make sure we're moving around as best as we can. When we come back from the break, Dr. Mark is going to share some of his favorite supplements that he recommends to his patients when it comes to dealing with the effects of anxiety. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break. And in the meantime, learn more at americasnaturaldoctors.com.
Do you avoid activities that don't come naturally to you? Are you missing out on opportunities because you don't have confidence in your abilities? We often think that learning stops as we reach adulthood. Some think that if core skills like reading and concentrating didn't develop at school, then they never will. However, research is advancing rapidly and shows that adults do have the opportunity to build core skills later in life. A study conducted at Sheffield University showed improvement in balance and memory recovery by redeveloping the cerebellum. At Zing Performance, our programs not only help develop your ability to learn new skills quicker, but when the cerebellum is fully functional, a person's executive functions will increase. At Zing, we focus on the incredible brain-body connection and use a range of brain-body activities that take 10 minutes twice a day. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com. Remember, you are never too old to learn. 844-500-9464. That's 844-500-9464.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision, health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. It will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com or call today 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a conversation about things that are in our world that people are currently facing, and that is higher levels of anxiety and depression. Before we went to the break, Dr. Mark was sharing with us some good daily habits, some things to incorporate, some things to avoid when we're talking about foods. And now we're going to move on to some of the supplements or nutrients that Dr. Mark Stengler likes to recommend to his patients at his clinic, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. Always, you can learn more by going to markstengler.com. Dr. Mark, so, okay, somebody comes into your office, again, depending on where they're at, what's going on with them. Say they wanted to take a more natural approach. What are some of your favorite things to recommend for somebody dealing with the effects of anxiety?
Yeah, we often use one or a combination of things to help people. I've seen good results in the past year or two with CBD products. You know, we do have CBD receptors in our brain and nervous system, which can help to naturally calm it. Of course, when we use these products, they do not have any of the mind-altering addictive THC in them. So that's not an issue. So we use those with good results. I see very good results with GABA, which is an amino acid. GABA is an excellent product to help calm the brain naturally without sedating a person. One of the products we use, Kelly, is a nutrient called inositol. And high doses of inositol have been shown in studies to reduce anxiety and panic attacks. Matter of fact, it's been shown in published research in mainstream journals like the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology to reduce panic attacks in half when taken over a period of a month. And we use things like 5-hydroxytryptophan, 5-HTP. That increases serotonin, which helps the brain to feel calmer. And there, you know, we like to get extra magnesium in as well. Magnesium is a natural calming agent in the body, and about 70% of people are lower in it. And there's some more mild things. If people are very sensitive, there's herbs like passion flower you can get in tincture, capsules, or teas. And that's been shown in research to be effective in treating generalized anxiety disorder. So there's a lot of products out there people can use safely and effectively to help combat the effects of anxiety while they're working with the counseling and the prayer and the exercise and things like that.
Yeah, that's great points, great tips, and just a wonderful thing that people can go and look up and incorporate these things. Like you said, Dr. Mark, again, we want everybody to feel good. We want them to feel confident and not feel like they, at times, they're maybe a prisoner of their own self because of these issues that they're facing. Now, Dr. Mark, I want to move on to depression, okay? Like so many people will use that word, and sometimes they use it out of turn, like, gosh, it's raining today. I'm so depressed. But for others, it's something where they can really be experiencing things seasonally or year round. So let's kind of talk, what is depression, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, well, basically it's a state where one has inappropriate sadness that persists and it's kind of out of proportion to the cause. And so people with depression, they tend to isolate themselves. They have the inability to enjoy things. They experience other symptoms like fatigue, headaches, insomnia, increased anxiety, low libido. They quite often, again, want to isolate themselves, avoid social interactions with other people. So as one psychologist I know kind of summarized it, and they said, look, often depression is suppressed anger turned inward. So, you know, there's different causes why people get depression. Some people definitely get it as a reaction to the events that are occurring in life. Other people have biochemical reasons, which is causing the depression. And some people have a combination of the two. So it's something you got to sit down with the patient and see what's going on with them.
Yeah, and I like that people are being more open and we're talking more about mental health issues. We're talking more about depression, really wanting to learn more to help people out there because there's a lot of people who have families, big families, and those families, generally you'll see one or two, or maybe the whole family is dealing with it. And I'm sure we'll get to it if there's any genetic connection. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about normal versus clinical depression, Dr. Mark, and clarify that a little bit for our audience.
Yeah, well, clinical depression is really kind of some different categories. Unipolar depression, that's where you have recurring episodes of sadness. And then there's the bipolar depression, in which the sadness alternates with periods of elation and mania. Of course, the unipolar depression is by far the most common type of the two. And that's good because the other type is harder to treat. But as you mentioned, both types of depression can be related to genetic, you know, influences, all unresolved stress, chemical and hormonal imbalances, chronic illness, major dietary problems, food sensitivities, nutritional deficiencies. So there can be a lot involved in understanding why a person has depression. But look at this. We know that about 10% of the United States population, they experience depression so severe it requires medical attention. And we know through the research, women are twice as likely to experience depression as men.
Wow, that's a lot. And then it's when you really start to look at the hormonal imbalances, the connections. I wonder what stage at life, if that's a consistent age group that is getting a higher incident in that women category than men, if menopause or childbirth or anything has to do with that. Because we've also talked about on this show in years past, postpartum depression, which can be a temporary thing, but it can last a year and a half, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, I've seen a number of women with postpartum depression over the years, and I'm trying to think if there's any of them we didn't help. I mean, we don't normally help that very well, very quickly. Most of those cases are related to hormone imbalance. These women have ongoing low progesterone levels. So we get their progesterone level up naturally, and then that creates a better biochemical balance in the brain. So that works very well. There's studies showing women that are deficient in omega-3s during pregnancy are more likely to have postpartum depression. So we get those omega-3 fatty acid levels up. And there's some other things we use, but yes, that it can be pretty common.
Yeah, and again, that's something we really want to be able to help people with, because the joy of having a new child and a new baby in your life should not be overshadowed with having to deal with those situations. But let's talk about some of the other causes when we're talking about generalized depression. I know you mentioned genetics. I know you mentioned some other things like thyroid problems that could be causing. But I know you have more, Dr. Mark, so share that with us, please.
Yeah, well, remember, it's very common for people to feel depressed if they have a chronic illness or they have chronic pain. So a lot of these people do develop depression, understandably, you know, so. And obviously, right, to help them, at some point, you got to help them better with their, you know, disease process and their pain. We talked about neurotransmitter imbalance. Excuse me. We talked about hormone imbalance. You know, some women get depression for shorter periods of time, like with PMS, for example. It's more common during menopause as the hormone levels drop. In men, when the testosterone levels drop, it's more common, too. It can happen in people who have blood sugar problems, people with diabetes, or people with hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, because you know, your brain doesn't like it when you're not providing a fuel source. Deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies, especially B12, folate, B6, B1, low in amino acids like tryptophan and tyrosine, and low omega-3 fatty acids. As well as there's been research showing that vitamin D deficiency predisposes people to depression. And we know that's quite common. We always have to keep in mind someone with depression, chronic depression, they may have an underlying alcohol or recreational drug use problem, which is predisposing to the problem. People with, you know, bad sleep problems, that can predispose you. We look at other things too. Maybe you got fungal overgrowth in the digestive tract. That's creating biochemical imbalance. Heavy metal toxicity, for example, like elevated mercury. I mean, that can lead to states of depression too. And then there's different medications. Keep in mind that one of the side effects of antidepressant medications you'll see in the insert can be actually depression. So some antidepressants worsen depression for some people. Antihistamine medications, blood pressure medications, anti-inflammatory medications, narcotic pain medications. These all can contribute to depression as well.
Right. And ironically, our first conversation, anxiety. Increased anxiety can lead to depression as well, Dr. Mark. So it's so interesting how our body can work in unison. But again, those symptoms that people are seeing, you know, the fatigue, the backache, even the decreased sex drive can be an issue. And again, the irritability, I know you're going to talk about that. But when we talk about it, Dr. Mark, these disturbances can really affect people that maybe they don't want to leave the house. Maybe they're not eating right. How do you handle a situation like that when a patient is going through that?
Well, we really want to see what kind of support system they have. I mean, we always, in the back of our mind as clinicians, we want to make sure that the patient isn't, you know, prone or susceptible or in the mindset of harming themselves or others. So that's something we always have to look at. You have to just come out outright, ask the patient. But hopefully there's family members or friends with them at the visits or come in for periods of time where we can talk with them too with the patient's permission and see what's going on just in terms of support systems, because that's very important.
Definitely. Having that support system where you know that you're loved unconditionally by your friends and family is a great way to help you through it. And then with that prayer is another great way just to feel that you're calming yourself, that you're focusing on something different and there's a greater good than what you're currently handling or the situation you're going through. When we come back, we're going to talk more on some of the things we can do to test to see where we are when it comes to depressive situations or depression in itself. So stick with us. But I also want to encourage you to visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark Stengler has the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. It's located in Encinitas, California, but they do telemedicine. So no matter where you're listening, if you'd like to learn more or even learn more about the vitamin D test we offer at home test kits, you can call 855-DOC-MARK. Again, 855-DOC-MARK. We'll be right back after the break to share more on your health, so make sure you stick with us. And again, if you get lost along the way, make sure you hit that website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour water retention. Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking to America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stengler, as he is shedding some light on his 26 years of experience dealing with patients at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. We've talked about anxiety. We've shared some of the causes, some of the symptoms, ways you can test, and things that you can include that may help you along the way in managing the effects. Before we went to the break, we were talking about maybe some causes of depression or some of the symptoms that people are looking at. Dr. Mark, again, sometimes people can be dealing with depression and not even really know about it. They just know that they feel off, that they don't feel themselves. What are some of the testing measures that you like to perform at your office to maybe help people get up back on the right track?
Yeah, and keep in mind, I mean, medicine, there's no test, quote, for depression. It's based on a person's signs and symptoms. But, you know, as I mentioned before, there's can be underlying biochemical reasons why someone is prone to depression, you know, beyond the stresses of life. So we definitely check nutrient levels. We check for the B vitamins. We check for magnesium, the omega-3 fatty acids. We check the iron level. I mean, someone's anemic or low iron stores, that could predispose them to the problem. Their blood sugar balance, too high or too low, can be a problem. More chronic cases, we'll look at heavy metals, things like lead and mercury, for example, that could be an issue. Definitely test the hormones very extensively. Thyroid, stress hormones, estrogen, progesterone in women, the testosterone in men, all very important. And in some cases, we check with a urinary test the neurotransmitter levels. To see how the neurotransmitter levels are if someone tends to be prone, because then we can actually take action nutritionally and boost those neurotransmitters up with precursors the body uses to make the neurotransmitters.
Very interesting. That is such a cool thing that can be done. And I don't, again, not many people are mentioning that. So thank you for sharing that, Dr. Mark. And you had mentioned magnesium in the last segment, but sometimes people can be confused about what magnesium to look for. Is there different types of magnesium out there? You know, people either look for it for sleep, relaxation, or either some, they're looking for regularity when it comes to their bowels. What can you share about that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, what I normally tell patients, if you're using magnesium because of, you know, acute constipation problems, we usually recommend magnesium citrate because it's more likely to make your bowels loose. In terms of the type of magnesium I use with most of my patients, often I'll use magnesium glycinate. It's well tolerated, does not cause loose stool. So for people who are worried about that problem, there's also other magnesium chelates, which are decent as well.
Great. And again, we're always going to go back to diet and lifestyle. And I know in a previous paper that you had written, Dr. Mark, you had mentioned, based on science, the importance of balancing fats, especially for dealing with some of these issues out there in the world. What would you like to talk about when it comes to fats, healthy fats, Dr. Mark?
Well, I'm always amazed what percent of our patients, when we test their omega-3 fatty acid levels, are deficient or low. We see it virtually every day in our clinic. And so some people think, well, I'm eating, you know, some salmon once a week or twice a week. A lot of these people will find their levels are low, and our brain doesn't work by magic. It uses these good omega-3 fatty acids to make up the cell membranes in our brain cells, which make an impact in terms of how we transport information from cell to cell in the brain, neurotransmitters. It affects things like memory as well. So without these good omega-3 fatty acids as part of the main building block of the brain cells, that can be a direct connection to things like depression and anxiety. And then a lot of Americans, of course, are getting too much of the saturated fats, a little too much red meat and dairy products, too much omega-6 fatty acids, like in vegetable cooking oils, you know, soy and corn oil, packaged processed foods, eating out at fast food restaurants. That creates an imbalance between the omega-3 and omega-6. So when we do blood work, we actually look at the balance between the two. And there have been studies, including one in the journal Psychosomatic Medicine, and they demonstrated that a relative imbalance between omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids is associated with symptoms of depression. So we want to make sure that balance is good. Now, other food sources of omega-3s besides the cold water fish such as salmon, sardines would be almonds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, ground flax seeds, and of course supplements. A lot of our patients just, they're not going to eat these foods on a regular basis, so we do use supplementation.
And even omega-6s aren't necessarily, all those fats aren't known as bad in some of the classifications. But again, when you get that imbalance, like you mentioned, Dr. Mark, the inflammatory factors that can signal, I think is probably what makes things a little bit worse for people. Artificial sweeteners. I read a little bit that may aggravate the symptoms of depression. Why would that be, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, basically the detrimental effects on the brain chemistry again. I mean, these things are taken up right into the brain and they affect the neurotransmitter balance. So that's the connection there.
All right. So here you are, you're talking to your patients. They're asking, what do I do, Dr. Mark, after you've, you know, figured out, ruled out some very intense levels of depressive symptoms? What is your go-to supplements when it comes to this? Are they very similar to what you recommended for anxiety?
Yeah, quite often they are. A lot of the patients, again, we'll put them on high-dose omega-3 fish oil. I use a 5-hydroxytryptophan a lot. I'll use it in a time-released form so people can take it twice a day, keep their serotonin level up during the day. Find that works well for a lot of people. There's another supplement well-studied for depression known as SAMe, S-A-M-E. And so that's an interesting supplement with research on it for depression. B vitamins, very important. Getting a wide variety of the B vitamins in a activated methylated B complex formula is very effective. So those are some of the supplements that we will use with patients pretty consistently.
Correct, Dr. Mark. And I'll tell you, I can't empathize with the people out there enough who have sleeping issues. Because again, the cascade effect, if you're not sleeping at night, some of the anxiousness, having some of the depressive symptoms. So again, what would you recommend if somebody's having some sleep challenges?
Yeah, that's critical. I agree with you 100%. If the sleep's a problem, no one's going to feel good with their mood unless we get that corrected. So we want to identify why they're having sleep problems. Is it more stress related? Do they have sleep apnea of some kind, which is disrupting their sleep? And so a lot of these patients, we will have them try and get to sleep at the same time every night before 10 p.m. Quite often might help to reset their biological clock with melatonin. However, a lot of people, their minds racing at night because of all the stress and anxiety. So we'll use things like CBD, we'll use things like GABA to calm their brain down naturally without side effects. And so the brain can calm down, they start entering the different REM stages. It's very important that they avoid TV, computer use, phone use a couple hours before bedtime. That blue light confuses the brain and the biological clock in the brain. So those are some of the key things that we recommend.
During that sleeping session that we're doing and we're trying to get that REM sleep, that is a good time for the immune system to also be kind of regulating and fixing things up and setting yourself up for the next day and for long-term health. And with all we've had going on with the pandemic, I would think that keeping that immune response strong is a high priority for a lot of people.
Yeah, and we had a radio show one time with Dr. Sears, and he actually reviewed what's the system called the glymphatics. And basically what happens is when we're going through the proper stages of sleep at night, our brain actually removes the toxins. The brain cells detoxify, called the glymphatics. And so if we're not having a proper sleep, you actually can't remove the toxins in the brain as you should. And that leads to problems, I mean, mood problems, possibly increased risk of dementia and other problems later in life. So that's very important.
Again, people can go to our podcast archive. You can get it off americasnaturaldoctor.com underneath the radio tab. But Dr. Mark, again, we're going to wrap up our show here. Any words of encouragement you might like to leave with the audience that is currently dealing with either anxiety or depression or even both? Sometimes they can go hand in hand.
Yeah. Now, whether people are on medication or not, if you do a lot of the base things, the dietary things we talked about, addressing the nutrients, getting in the regular exercise, which has been shown in some studies to be comparable to antidepressive drugs, stress reduction techniques, you can't go wrong with these things. Normally, they're going to help you. If you have mild to moderate depression, you can work with a doctor. Quite often, you can be treated just naturally without medications. If you got severe depression, obviously, you need to be under the close care of a well-trained professional. So no matter where you are with depression or anxiety, you can incorporate these natural treatments to a certain degree to improve. If you're on medication, there's some supplements you don't just start taking and combine with the medication. So again, check with your doctor first before you start taking various supplements. If there are things like omega-3, B vitamins, normally that's just fine. So, yeah, you can't go wrong by incorporating these natural approaches.
Great. And it's just making some of these modifications. And again, we have some wonderful articles. You can read it under the News and Breakthroughs at America's Natural Doctor. There's a whole article on what is depression. There's another article on anxiety. So please make yourself at home there and take advantage of all the great content, science-based content that we share with you each and every day. And as a thank you, please share it with your friends and family. The more people we can help is really what our goal is on this show and what we've done for well over two decades. And if there's something that's missing, please feel free to reach out to us. You can email us at askdrmark@americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, askdrmark@americasnaturaldoctor.com. Hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.